In this episode, I'll talk about creative constraints. Now, you may ask, what exactly are creative constraints? Simply put, they are limitations or challenges that compel us to think differently and more innovatively. This approach can be incredibly beneficial when we transfer it into a family setting, particularly when aiming to boost problem-solving skills in a fun environment. Let's explore how everyday materials can be transformed into tools for innovation. Often, we overlook simple objects lying around our homes that can be repurposed into components for creative activities. This resourcefulness not only opens the door to imagination, but also teaches kids that problem-solving can be an enjoyable and engaging process. For instance, consider the humble cardboard box, paper clips, or even plastic cups. Each of these items can serve as a foundation to build new ideas and structures. So, what are some practical examples of how you can use these materials? Picture a building challenge. You and your kids can create a miniature bridge using only spaghetti, marshmallows, and tape. It's a perfect exercise in engineering and physics without the need for sophisticated tools or skills. Not only does this activity encourage critical thinking and teamwork, but it also cultivates patience and perseverance as you and your children work together to solve the challenge. Let's discuss more step-by-step ideas for building structures using what you already have at home. You might craft a tower out of newspapers and see how high it can go before toppling over. Or how about constructing a boat from foil that can actually float? These activities can ignite a sense of competition and creativity, yet they remain lighthearted and fun. Remember, the goal is not just to create the perfect structure, but to foster collaborative skills and nurture the bond between you and your children. Games and challenges don't always need fancy equipment. You can improvise games with items like coins, bottle caps, or rubber bands. For example, create an old-fashioned marble game using pebbles or coins. Or devise a simple treasure hunt where clues are written on paper and hidden throughout your home. These activities engage children's natural curiosity and inventiveness. While guiding your children through these activities, the key is to support their problem-solving journey rather than giving them direct answers. You become a facilitator of their thought processes, asking open-ended questions that prompt them to think critically about each step and the outcome. Such guidance encourages independent thinking and resilience, traits that are indispensable in everyday life. These collaborative problem-solving experiences can significantly enhance family bonding and communication. When you engage together in activities where you're equally learning, experimenting, and sometimes failing, it creates a safe space to communicate and share ideas freely. Over time, this practice builds a more profound understanding and respect among family members, leading to stronger, more connected relationships. To make the most of these experiences, consider turning them into regular family traditions. Perhaps allocate one evening a week for a challenge night, where everyone can look forward to brainstorming and tackling new problems together. As these traditions grow, so too will your skills and family connections. In conclusion, I invite you to experiment with these ideas and let them inspire your own unique solutions. As you incorporate everyday materials into your family activities, remember that the focus is on shared experiences and the joy of discovery. I'd love to hear about the creative ways you're solving problems and creating memories with your kids. Feel free to share your experiences and ideas, helping us build a community that embraces the art of innovative problem solving. Until next time, continue to foster those valuable skills, create memorable moments, and most importantly, enjoy the laughter and learning with your children.